Mr. Alvin, if you could make your way up. Chair, would you mind reading?
Bring your whole family, Mr. McNabb.
Proclamation. Whereas on the evening of Monday, March the 30th, 2009, Dr. Jim McNabb, a citizen of the city of Sandy Springs, Georgia, suffered a sudden cardiac arrest at his residence. And whereas, after calling 911, Mrs. McNabb remembered that her neighbor, Dr. Robert Alba, was a pulmonologist at St. Joseph's Hospital and reported this to the 911 operator. In turn, Dr. Alba received a call from the 911 operator and immediately responded to the McNabb residence. And whereas Dr. Allen was familiar with and had lectured on a novel new treatment for cardiac arrest patients called therapeutic hypothermia, this treatment cools down the body in an attempt to prevent brain damage. Although he had never treated a patient using therapeutic hypothermia, Dr. Alvin and the ICU staff immediately began this treatment on Mr. McNabb. And whereas the city of Dunwoody wishes to recognize and honor Dr. Robert Alvin for his heroic act and selfless service, which saved the life of his dear friend and neighbor, Jim McNabb, now therefore be it proclaimed by the city of Dunwoody, mayor and city council, that in recognition of the heroic efforts of Dr. Robert Alvin, May the 6th, 2009, shall be proclaimed Robert Alvin Day.
Well, on behalf of the city council, we certainly are proud of you, Dr. Alvin. Any of you that did see, thank you, Shannon, for reading that, by the way. And I think what a miraculous story on multiple levels and multiple, not only from those of you that saw the whole story, but not only from a scientific front, from studies and from new medicines that can help save lives, but also just from a timing and from a friendship. And I mean, the story is wonderful. So we are so proud of you and your service to certainly humankind, but also to your friends. And with that, I'm going to award you this. This is temporary, by the way. We have a nice one getting framed, so don't throw us under the bus for this bad white copy. So we will have you the nice framed one. It's in Sharon's office. I was there this morning, and we were getting it all framed up. But again, we are certainly proud of you, and you have a few more hours left on your day, so go out and enjoy it, and this is your day. Thank you very much. I appreciate y'all.
Thank you.
Coming out.
Congratulations. Thanks very much.
Thank you, Dad. Appreciate it.
How was the lasagna, Mrs. McNabb?
I took it over to the fire station today. They were real happy.
Good.
And here's Jim McNabb.
Yes. Good.
Right.
Yeah. Would you like to say a couple words, Jim, while you have from your
audience?
Here.
I stand before you this evening, living proof that Dr. Alvin knows what he's doing. And my wife can call 911 and stay on the phone while she's absolutely hysterical and think, remember his number and have the 911 operator call him at home. So a lot of things had to fall into place, not to mention the paramedics and the fire people that responded, but the hospital, St. Joe's, did a marvelous job. Thank you all very much.
I'm glad you're here, sir. Thank you all for coming out. All right, moving on to...